one of the reasons that families are falling apart all around the world is that they don't spend enough time together. Being a family can be hard work, sure, but it can also be fun, lots of fun, if we do it the right way. As things turn out, families that play together stay together. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're going to take another look at your family from a different perspective. Can I ask you a question? What do you do with your spare time? Do you invest it? Do you spend it? Or do you waste it? We all have spare time, and time wasted doing something we really enjoy isn't really time wasted at all. Let's just take a look at your week and break it down. We're all different, of course, but here's a typical week. You make your own modifications to suit your lifestyle as we go along. Now, each week has a standard 168 hours, so the average working week, let's say it's 40 hours, that leaves 128 hours. Let's say you spend 7.5, 8 hours commuting. That's 1.5 hours 5 times a week. Now we're down to roughly 120 hours. 2 hours a day, 14 hours a week preparing and eating meals. That leaves us 106 hours. Oh, we've forgotten sleep. Can't forget sleep. Let's say you're getting 8 hours a night. There's another 56 hours for the week. So now we're down to 50 hours and right there you have your spare time. Some of that's going to be taken up with necessary chores, washing, cleaning, shopping. Let's say that adds up to 10 hours. So what's left is 40 hours. 40 hours of spare time every week. And that's pretty much the same as the average working week. 40 hours is rather a lot, wouldn't you say? As I said, different people have different routines. I work longer than average, I sleep slightly less than average, so I'm probably closer to 30 hours of spare time a week. But that's still rather a lot. That's over 4 hours a day of spare time, 7 days a week on average, less on weekdays, more on weekends. 30 hours, 40 hours, whatever your spare time ratio is, it's a lot. Some of it, you're going to want to rest and spend on your own. That's fine. Just getting some me time is really important for recharging your batteries. Maybe watch a bit of television or hop onto Facebook or surf the internet. Whatever it is that you enjoy doing. Perhaps it's reading a good book. Fantastic. But there's one very important thing we haven't talked about yet when it comes to our leisure time, our spare time. And that thing is your family. Husbands with wives, wives with husbands, parents with children, children with parents. Last time I checked, being a family was meant to be fun. Oh, it's not always fun, of course. Disciplining our children isn't always fun. Fights and arguments aren't always fun. Sometimes being a family is hard work, and that's normal and that's fine. It's the way it was meant to be. But here's what I've noticed. The more fun families have together, the less time they spend fighting and arguing. The more fun they have together, the less it feels like hard work. Now, here's my question for you today. How much fun are you guys having together as a family? Do you plan fun times in your busy week? Do you do spontaneous fun time things where you forget about your busy schedule and just laugh and play and muck around together? When I was a young lad, my father worked really hard. He emigrated to Australia after World War II, and whilst he had an engineering degree, it wasn't recognised in this country, so with a young family and a demanding job, he went back to university and studied again for its 7 years part-time. I mean, I can't imagine how soul-destroying that must have been for him. He had a senior position in the steelworks in the town where I lived, and so he spent long hours at work. But sometime early on, he decided that he and I would collect stamps together. Australian stamps, European stamps, Asian stamps. It was our hobby together, and we built up quite a stamp collection. That was almost half a century ago now, and I had those stamps valued recently, and they came to only a few $100s. Nothing, really. But the time that we spent together as father and son remains a priceless memory for me that I will treasure until my dying day. And when we were older, both my sister and I were heavily into music. We each played 3 different instruments, and each weeknight there was something on. Lessons, orchestra, practice. It was by and large our father who would take us to all these different things. Wait for us in the car, talk to us on the way there and the way back. Again, you see, that simple thing is something I greatly value. He took some of his precious spare time, rather a lot of it, and invested it into his family, in us, in me. Families that play together stay together. Let me say it again. Families that play together stay together. One of the greatest things that you and I can do to stop our families from falling apart is just to have fun together, to deliberately schedule time, to plan time and activities, hobbies, car rides, whatever it is that are fun that we can do together as families. Okay, they're not always exactly what we want to do, but those times of fun together as a family are times that your children will treasure when you, like my father, are long gone. What can you do to stop your family from falling apart? Play together. Waste time on each other. Lavish time on each other. Having simple fun. Enjoying simple pleasures. Do it deliberately. Do it in the face of all the pressing realities that crowd out your time. Because your family, your children, your wife or your husband are truly the most special, precious people on the planet for you. Doesn't it make sense to invest some of your precious time in them? Just stop and think. What do your kids enjoy doing? Is it going down the park to kick a football around or going to a movie or playing dress-ups or perhaps the odd shopping trip together? When we plan to do things with our families that make us laugh and enjoy life, hey, that's a powerful thing. And here's the other thing, husbands and wives. You guys need to plan some fun times together too. For Jack and me, Saturday's our day. We often go for a drive somewhere or a walk somewhere. I'm really quite deliberate about planning something that we're both going to enjoy doing because fun keeps us close. Time together doing something we both enjoy keeps us talking about things. How easy is it to allow all the burdens that we carry around on our shoulders to rob us of the fun we can have in life? The decision to have fun together or not as a family is a decision that we each can make. So what will you decide? See, once again, this isn't something that the Bible talks a whole bunch about, probably because when it was written, life wasn't as crazy and hectic as it is today. There weren't the individual isolated entertainment options that we have today. In the evening after dinner, there was no television. There was not even electricity. And so families naturally spent time together and invented their own fun. But the wealthier we've become, the more options we have, the less fun we seem to be having together as families. What God's word does tell us to do is to make good use of our time and not waste it, because time is short. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. In other words, come on, use your time wisely. Compared to this admonition from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13. Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things they ought not to. Pretty obvious, isn't it? There are good ways to spend our time, and there are some really bad ways to spend our time. And one of the best ways we can spend our time, one of the greatest and most pleasurable investments that we can ever make into the future, is to have fun, to make some time to play with our families. Can it really be that difficult to do? Come on, families that play together, stay together. Families are, and always have been, God's idea. It's a concept born out of his Father's heart. And let me tell you, when we get a handle on the incredible Father heart of God, that changes everything. I mean, everything in our lives. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, The Incredible Father Heart of God. At the end of every chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you actually think through and apply this rubber hits the road teaching right into the realities of your life. See, God's word is alive and active, so I'm praying that through this booklet, the Holy Spirit will speak the powerful word of God into your life, into your family, into your relationships. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.